And here we go, man, rolling on four different servers.
This is a production of the Z-Talk Radio Network. The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Z-Talk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Tear down this wall.
Broadcasting live from Z-Talk Studios in beautiful downtown Virginia, Minnesota. It's Z-Talk Live with your hosts, Joel Sturgis and Scotty Rourke.
And it's another week, isn't it, Scotty?
Yeah, but it's downtown Virginia. I love being downtown Virginia, Minnesota.
Downtown Virginia, Minnesota is always fun.
I almost got beat up there one night.
You did. Can you tell the story? Yeah, well, that was when we were at a karaoke bar. I'm sorry about that. The better half was talking to me.
No, that's all right.
It's all good.
But no, we went to the karaoke bar in downtown.
We did. We went to the karaoke bar called Winx in downtown Virginia, Minnesota. And, long story short, Scotty can be obnoxious.
It's not a long story. It's a cool story. Because when I used to do comedy, and, you know, when Mike Brody's on, we talk about comedy all the time. But when I was used to do comedy, you go from club to club, and you'd always go to this place that would always have this karaoke guy on there before you came on to do your comedy bits. And he always thought he was the greatest singer on the face of the earth. They all do that. That is the type of character that is a karaoke singer, DJ type of person.
I know. Kind of like the wedding singers you see.
Exactly, man. Exactly. That's a good point. That's how they would look. So then we go into this bar, and I was like, oh, God, I don't want to karaoke, but let's go in anyway. So we go in, and they are awful. Awful. And then this guy, of course, gets up there and starts singing the news. And he's like, he's a blah, 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 blah. And he's like, thinks he's great.
And then all these people are like
giving him like female songs to sing. He goes, come on, people, don't do female songs. I can't have the range. I'm like, oh, my God. So then I started heckling this dude. And I was like, you know, he go to break and he play regular music. I go, man, he sounds good now. You know, everyone in the bar is looking at me like, Joe, yeah. Well, shut up, man. You're going to get beat up. These are hockey players. I'm like,
yeah, they're all goons. They're going to take you out and beat you up with their pucks and sticks.
Exactly. They're going to knock the heck out of you. And I said, well, that's all right. You know, let's have some fun. Mm. I'm in Minnesota and Packers aren't playing because they lost.
That was a heartbreaker. We'll talk about that in sports. But that really was a heartbreaker.
I'll say it right now. My Packers stink, but they did a lot better than I thought they would at the early part of the season.
I gave you mercy. I was going to look for tonight for sports. I was going to look for all the clips where Aaron Rodgers said, yeah, we put 60 points against their defense. We'll beat them this week. I was going to do that, but you know what? Nah, enough said. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
no.
I agree, man.
No sense of putting any salt in there.
No, I mean, I understand, and that's what happened. They got cocky, but we'll talk about that in sports.
No, absolutely,
I got enough rants and raves about that, so we'll talk about that in sports and news.
Oh, did you
see
that?
We're going to actually move the news to the end of the show now, folks. So
we are.
Do a news and sports segment at the end of the show, kind of different than what we're normally going
to
do.
I know, but some huge, huge breaking news, though, I have to get out there. Mark McGwire.
I know, I want to talk about that. We could talk. It's got to deal with sports, but we got to talk about
it. Oh, my God, he finally admitted he was on the juice.
Yes, I know. Can you believe it?
He finally.
But they all will come out. They'll all come out that way, and they all juiced. They're all the roid nuts.
Yeah,
I say in baseball, of course, everyone knows we're talking about who?
Mark McGwire, or
Mark
some people
McGwire,
call him Big
right,
Mac.
Exactly. Now, and of course, you hear on Fox News tonight, too, they're talking about it, where they're talking about how he said it started with an injury and he kept going, blah, 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 blah,
BS.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and Barry Bonds didn't know the cream that he's putting on would help
blah,
either.
Blah, 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 blah. You know what it is everybody in baseball is doing it, and they were, because baseball is declining because football is going up.
Football's king.
More people are, yeah, football's king. It used to be the other way around.
And it's kind of funny because hockey's making a return.
Yeah, very much so.
I didn't think it ever would.
But you're seeing baseball. The only way baseball can get better is by home runs and the excitement they build and the races and stuff. Mm-hmm. So baseball knew what the heck they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't say anything. They didn't say a word. And now all these guys are coming out because now there is a rule that you got to do it. And now they're coming out. But I say ban all of them. Ban them.
They turn their
you
head.
Don't put my,
Dude, I'm sorry. I think Roy's is worse than Pete Rose gambling.
Oh, yeah,
on
way
sports.
Worse, way worse. I think that all the records, no matter who it was, I think Big Mac, you know, Mark McGuire, also known as Big Mac out there, you know, nickname, should all his records should be vacated.
I agree. And same thing with Bonds, and I think same thing with Sosa and all the rest.
Yep, because
I really do, man.
You got this little guy named Henry Aaron that did it back in the 70s. What they're striving for doing now, he did it clean, he did it sober, he did it with and no AIDS, just God-gifted talent.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know, and you look at Babe Ruth, too. Okay, Babe Ruth was a drunk. I understand
that. Oh,
yeah,
he liked the hookers, he was drunk. But that was a different time.
But isn't in baseball now, even though they're doing roids? Mm-hmm. They still drink, they still do the drugs, they do the roids, they do all the rest that Henry did before. You know what? Henry Aaron, Babe Ruth, I think are still the home run kings, and they did it phenomenally. You know what I mean? I think they got to put asterisks by all these guys' records. I really do. If they're not going to ban them, I think personally they ban them, or they bring Pete Rose back.
Yeah, exactly, Seriously.
You got to bring Rose back. You do, dude, because I'm so tired of him. Well, he gambled on sports. Well, these guys gambled on the game for me.
That's
and they
right.
may get bad because they're roid heads.
That's right, and you know what? They should also bring back. What I was going to say is look at the guy, the Iron Man, for the Orioles. Look at all the games he did. 3,000, 2,000 some odd games with Cal Ripken Jr. with no aid of anything? I mean, come on, man.
I know. You look at all these guys like that, and that makes it so much better for all of us. You know what I mean? That made the game exciting. But, you know, I knew when these home run derbies and all that jazz were around, you know, it was, you know, I just knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you just figured something was wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're trying to breathe new life into a game that is otherwise as bald, as boring as watching paint dry usually.
Right, it is. It's not an exciting game.
No. It's really a mental chess match between the hitter and the pitcher.
Which is fun to watch at times, you know. I mean, if it's your team and you watch it.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of people love baseball, and I like baseball too. I used to like baseball. Let me qualify that. I used to like baseball. Now I can't stand it. And on the same token, I'm sure that if we dug deep enough in the NFL, there's as many dirty people.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean,
just different types of dirty. You know, look at all the guys that are out there that are faking their urine sample in the NFL and get caught.
Right. And look how many people do that to try to get an effing job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But enough about that. That's sports, so we'll save that.
No, it's not sports. It's big topic for today. I mean, it's big topic, roid head.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it is. It is a big topic.
I'm sorry. I'm fat, and I'm fat for a reason because I don't take roids.
That's right. You're the way that God made you, and you're proud to be the way that God made you.
Exactly, man. And if I go out and do something, I'm going to do it because that's the way I was made. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what I'm excited about. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's just crazy.
Well,
don't like it.
Your camera's right below the chat room. I'm looking at you as we speak. If people want to go see me, just go to www.airstrikeonline.com.
And I won't have mine on during interviews, but, you know, I think we need to listen to the guests. So
yeah, we're also streaming over there as well at airstrikeonline.com.
You can hear it over there, too. So
absolutely.
Make sure you guys go over there. It's a great place. It's a great site.
I built it myself.
Did a lot of great work on it. Yeah, you did a lot of great work on it, man.
Well, other than that,
sure, get over that.
Yeah, check it out, see what you think. Tell me if it's good, tell me if it's bad, tell me if it sucks, you know, the whole nine yards. Here's the thing.
If it sucks, don't tell them, you know, send it to Derek White Sky Club.
Send it to Whipping Boy at Z. No.
Yeah.
But
send it to support at Z-Talks.
How was your Monday?
Monday was actually good. We had a decent day at work, of course. I worked all weekend. Nice thing, though, is I get a three-day weekend this weekend. So I get off on Wednesday and then work a day. So I work one more day, and then I'm off a day, and then I work one more day, and then I'm off 3 days. So
my day
and then
was,
I work two more days, and I'm off one more day. So it's going to be a good deal for me.
My day was good. I had a couple annoying phone calls. you know, cue the, no, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, a few annoying phone calls, dealing with a few different things. And that was a, it was a good show. Annoying people. Yeah. He actually got me a little, you know, it's like, oh, what the hell?
He got you flustered because you ended up calling me him. And I was like, dude, don't ever do that again.
That's when you know I'm flustered. That's when you know someone's gotten under my skin just a little bit. Because I don't dwell. You know me. I don't dwell.
No. I mean, you and I are very similar. We don't let it get to us. We let it roll off our back. We try to move on. We try to see the best in people, and we move on. But when people just keep going and going and going, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just one of those deals. You just got to learn to let go. Just learn to let go. Learn to go live your life. Learn to go relax. Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, I've had 3 phone calls kind of similar today. 2 were work-related. 1 was not. It's just like, you know, people, you got to just settle down.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, You see that at work, too. I mean, there's so many people that are so uptight all the time. It's just like, stop it, folks.
Yeah.
You know, can't we just all get along? I hate that, but it's kind of true.
Well, it is true. You know, it is true. I mean,
and if we can't get along and you don't like something that we do, then don't hang around us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep coming back into our lives.
Yes.
You know?
Stop.
Just move on.
Yeah. Stop drinking your haterade and leave me alone.
So, no, it's fun, man. No, it's been a good week, and I'm going to have some fun here and, you know, just spend some time with the family. My wife is going away for work, so she'll be gone for probably almost a month here. But we'll go out and do some stuff this weekend. A lot of times we end up going up to the Dells. I mean, we spend a day at the water parks, and that's so much fun in the wintertime because it's just great. I mean, it's so warm in the parks. Is like you're out at, you know, you're like you're in Florida, you know, it's all indoors. I mean, it's all indoors. It's great.
Cool.
We have some of the world's largest water parks right up the street. I mean, I took you by them when you were up here.
I went there.
You know, up at
we all
Wisconsin
went there.
Dells. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We never went to any of the water parks, but I got to go check it out. You know,
you got to see where all the places were and all the buildings.
Yeah,
and
it was
they're
cool.
Huge.
Oh, man. We had a great meal at that one place, though. Come
yeah,
on,
Paul
man.
Bunyan?
I still remember that awesome meal.
Paul Bunyan's
is
that
great.
Big blue in his ox, and they have like family style dinner. They just bring it out every meal. They carry some different things. We had potato pancakes that night.
Oh yeah,
pot roast and chicken, and oh, it was great.
It was good stuff. It was really good
stuff. Bread was awesome, fresh made bread and milk and juice and whatever you want, coffee.
Yeah,
it's great.
Really good stuff. I had a lot of fun. A lot of fun that weekend, despite a couple bumps in the road. It was still a great weekend.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we had a lot of fun when you were down here, and we were kind of talking about it at the end of the buzz. That was the last time I went ghost hunting.
Yeah, same here.
You know, and it's been a while. And I'm going down to Bobby Mackey's at the end of the month, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
And I've been showing everybody my new camera, dude. I got the Sony 9.1 megapixel camera with night shot on it.
Okay, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's
gonna be, that is pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited about it. High enough resolution that in night shot you should be able to find some stuff on it. You know,
sure. That's cool. That's
I'm pretty excited about that. I just got that today. I'm really hyped about it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait though until I got to tell you, Scott. I got to break in there a little bit. I know you're hyped about going to Bobby Mackey's.
I want to get scratched.
I am so sick now, winter. In fact, our summer calendar for Todd and I, you know, the guy I work with pretty much during the day, every night, our calendar is actually getting filled up for appearances. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God, come on, hurry up. Yeah, I mean, come here summer, not because of going anywhere, just the warm weather.
Right, I know, just get out of this cold.
It's been nasty
cold here in Wisconsin and Minnesota. And how about you? It's a lot worse.
Oh, right now I'm looking.
I'm not
going to
say the thing, but you guys are 6 hours north of us, and it really makes a difference.
It does. It does. Well, you know what happens is we cross what they call the continental divide. I forget what that rock ledge is between you and I, and it makes a difference. The Laurentian divide, rather, and that makes
it's where the glacier stops.
Mm-hmm. And it really makes a big difference. Like right now, I'm saying 5 degrees outside. I'm sure you're sitting at, what, 20?
No, we're at 14.
Yes, you know, it makes a big difference.
That's a big enough difference. I mean, that really makes a difference. We'll be up to, by Thursday, though, they said we'll be up about 32, 34, we're above freezing. And we haven't been above freezing probably in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So that gets into this argument. I'm sorry, folks, for all you people out there that think that there is a thing called global warming, there isn't.
Nope. Sorry, folks.
No, you can't make the Earth cooler with global warming.
No,
there might be climate
change,
but there's no such thing as global warming.
You
I hate to tell everybody out there. Thank you, but no.
Okay, good question for you. Where the hell is Al Gore been then? You know what I mean?
He shut the heck up.
We
don't hear from him right now because he knows it's so damn cold. And what the problem is the cold is not just in Wisconsin, Minnesota. It's been 40 in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's been cold across the whole country and the whole world. You know what I mean? It is not just isolated. It is colder right now in the country. And you can't tell me that it's because of global warming that it makes it colder. It doesn't happen that way, folks.
It's funny. My son came in, my youngest son. He comes in from being really cold outside, and he looks at me, and he says, "Girls are lucky." And I said, "Why?" And he says, "Indoor plumbing."
Can you imagine doing the outhouses and the stuff, dude?
Oh, man.
I'd never go. I'd never go.
I'd have a bucket in the corner or something, man. Hold on, guys. Hold that thought. No.
I can't put up with it, man. That's terrible. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I couldn't go outside and read my books or read my manuals for my camera or whatever I do.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Well, yeah, I do all my best reading when I'm in the, I call it the, you know, the Fortress of Solitude.
See, we call it the camping office because it's in the camping apartment. So
there you go.
If I tell anyone I'm in the camping office, they know where I am and they leave me alone. So, hey, Scotty's going to the camping office. And now at home, we just call it camping out. You know, so,
yeah. Superman had his Fortress of Solitude, and so do I.
Yeah, well, you do. Yeah, don't mess with Joel in there. I stayed at Joel's once. Yeah. Not so much.
No, you don't want to mess with. No.
Don't mess with either one of us. I mean,
yeah, don't mess with my, and for God's sake, don't mess with my magazines.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, please. I leave a pair of reading glasses now because I'm old. In there, and if anyone moves my reading glasses,
you have crapper glasses? You have crapper glasses. That's funny. I'm going in there and I'm going to read for an hour, folks. Hold my calls, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my God, please leave me alone.
Or you can be one of those kind of guys that brings the phone with him. You know, I've seen that before.
Yeah, I don't talk in the bathroom.
No.
I just don't.
No.
I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. Mm. It is, I think it's rude.
It is.
You know, I find how many guys in the bathroom that come in and they're talking on the phone and I'm like going, but then you don't wash your hands because you don't want anybody knowing.
I know that.
And then you open
gross.
The door handle, and I'm like going, dude.
Yeah,
that ain't
cool.
Wash your freaking handles, please.
That ain't cool. That is not cool.
So then I wash my hands and take the paper towel, and then I open the door and I wipe the handle towel because I'm like, look at
you. Are you a germaphobe, Scotty?
No, I'm not. But I am. It's just weird.
I'm a bit of a germaphobe. I'll be honest. I have a hard time with germs. I just don't like them.
Yeah, it is. My wife's germs are fine.
Well, yeah, obviously the wife's germs are fine because you're going to get them, quite honestly, whether you want to or not.
Guys are like, well, not so much, you know, dude. Not so much.
Let's not go there. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's just etiquette in this world, and using the bathroom while you're on the telephone is just bad etiquette.
It is.
You just don't do it. You know.
You know. I even do some bad etiquette when I call Joel. I mean, because unfortunately I have to call him. You know, we're talking about the shows and I'm work all the time, so I call him during lunch break.
Oh yeah.
And I have to say, hang on, Joel, I'm ordering.
I know. You're always in a line. You're always in a line somewhere for food.
Yeah.
It's crazy whenever I talk with you. But we got a lot of stuff done. We get a lot of stuff done in your lunch breaks. Like, we came up with a great new segment we'll be unveiling here pretty quick.
That people tonight. Are going crazy. Everybody will hear the original spots tonight.
Yeah.
Yep. And next week you'll hear Joe's
in fact,
my spot.
You're going to have one in this commercial coming up, which we have to hurry up and run to right now.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to have the world-renowned Allie Cheslick as our guest tonight. She's going to be giving readings, I hope, and all that kind of good stuff, possibly maybe to you and I, and we'll see what happens, man. But
yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah,
can't
hang
wait.
Out. Enjoy the, I do believe we even got a tune in this one. This is by Edges of Seven there, a great new band that we have signed for Z-Talk Live. So we will be right back right after this.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Since 1948, Fate Magazine has delivered a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Covering everything from psychics, UFOs, paranormal investigations, and more. For more information, visit FateMag.com or call 1-800-728-2730. That's 1-800-728-2730. Fate Magazine. True reports of the strange and unknown.
So the way he sees it, if you're frightened of dying and you're holding on, you'll see devils tearing your life away. But if you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels freeing you from the earth. It's just a matter of how you look at it, that's all. So don't worry, okay?
Standing still. Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Wedding Band Guitar Player.
Mr. Wedding Band Guitar Player.
Any guitar player can rock a packed stadium, but it takes real talent to keep the Wyszynski reception going all night long.
Mazel tov.
Perched on the stage in your undersized tuxedo, you tirelessly churn out tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Keep on rocking.
Sound check? You don't need no stinking sound check. And even though you've never had groupies, you have bagged the occasional bridesmaid.
Never forget you.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, guitar guy, because every wedding you go to, you're the real best man.
Mr. Wedding Man Guitar Player.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The competition has taken notice.
Oh my God.
Good luck keeping up with us.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
And even though you've never had groupies, you have bagged the occasional bridesmaids. We'll get you a nice cold bottle, our guys. My wedding, you...
And we are right back here on Z-Talk Live with our guest. I don't know where that feedback is coming from. Does anyone else hear that feedback?
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Sorry, folks, I do not know where this feedback is coming from.
We are right back here on Z-Talk Live with our guest.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Where was all that feedback coming from?
I don't know. What do you hear, Cards?
I don't know.
No, I don't idea. Know.
Somebody's no. mom. Hi, Allie Cheslick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys. Are we dressed appropriately for this time of the night?
Yeah, actually, I had my red shirt on yet, which I was surprised.
There you go. We are all dressed, and that's a miracle for some of us.
Yes, it is, especially at this time of night. But that's what Ustream makes you do.
That's right.
It used to be, you guys are on video?
Yeah, I used to be able to do it nude, but not now in Ustream.
Wait a minute. I don't see you on Ustream.
No, I should. Yeah. He's over at Airstrike Radio, and I shut down because I always shut down for the guests because I find it quite rude when I'm goofing around on video when the guest is talking, so I pull down during the guest, and then when we banter and we talk about stuff, then I pull it back up again.
So what are we on tonight? How many shows?
We are currently on Z. Did you just, like, wake up from a coma or something? You're on Z-Talk Live.
No, she wants to know where else do we broadcast.
Oh,
we broadcast
we're over at airstrikeonline.com. As well as UPRN 105.5 FM. We're at Z-Talk Live, of course. And really, that's about it.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah, it's still enough. So,
oh, yeah.
Scotty forgot to tell me that yesterday.
Yeah, but I was too busy helping you with your show, girl.
Yes, but we had a good time trying to figure out my sandwich.
Yeah, we did. And I told Joel today I was pretty excited about it because you had a lot more done than a lot of people when they come to me. So, I mean, it was really easy to get you up and running last night, and you hopefully took good notes. So
that's what happens when you use intelligent people.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Hey, I resemble that.
Yeah. No respect.
I'm sorry. I was just kidding. So what's new, boys?
Oh.
That's your job. You're the psychic.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell us. Now, yeah, you should have known what was coming.
Exactly. You should know we have nothing prepared and we're going to sit here like idiots all night.
That's pretty much it. That's what we do every week.
That's like Santa Claus. He has no kids because he comes once a year and it's down a chimney.
Exactly.
What would you like to know? Well, wait, Joel, you're bald, right?
I'm follically challenged, yes.
Okay, so come over here. Let me rub your crystal ball, and I'll tell you what's new.
I got a crystal ball, all right. Wow, getting back to one of... getting back to the show.
I got to be careful. I don't want to make Scotty Sugar go up any higher.
Yeah, no. With you, it always goes up high.
Whoa.
See, all of us can play this game.
Each and every one of us can play the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, so how have you been?
I'm good. And you know, I have to say, I really, truly enjoy being on the Z-Talk Radio Network. And I've been having a blast since I've been with the network. It's so much more professional. And working with you guys is... You really made the transition for me, and of course, Derek has made it quite easy, so I have to thank you for that.
No, no problem. We Allie has a show here on 4 days a week.
Yeah, she's a busy lady.
Is it four now? Yeah, very busy. A lot more than us. I mean, I'm only on 4 hours, so.
Well, yeah, so.
Yeah, but Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, noon to two. I have to give myself a plug, don't I?
Of course you do. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. You do.
I got to plug me, nobody else's. And,
I'm too far away, otherwise I would.
I'll behave myself. And I'm on Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And I've got some great guests coming up on my show. You guys need to come over and check it out.
Cool. You sure will. Will do.
So tell us a little bit about you for our audience who doesn't quite know you yet, so.
I'm a Jew-hab, that's half Jewish, half Arabic.
Wow.
And no, I'm kidding. I'm a jokester. I'm an intuitive Jew-hab and rehab. Medium.
No. Sorry. I said at least you're not Jew-hab and rehab.
No. I don't drink and I don't do drugs. Although there are times I wish I did, but no, I don't. But I'm a spiritual medium. I do paranormal investigations. I do everything, really, truly.
mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure.
And you hate a few people in the business.
Yeah, huh? You're kind of outspoken.
And you hate a few people in the business, too, don't you?
No, I do. I interview a lot of well-known names in the industry. You know, some of my shows can be very controversial, which... You guys know people like or they don't like. You know, I try to find, you know, there's a lot of people that are out in the medium field that are out, that are your so-called A-listers or people that are more well-known than others. And I try to really bring a mix in of people that are fairly known and those that are not so well-known, because a lot of people, in my opinion, that are really good at what they do haven't even gotten a name yet. So... Yeah. I try to interact with everybody and bring all kinds of people on, from authors to musicians to comedians, people in the metaphysical field, the paranormal and the para-abnormal.
Which states everybody that I know there.
So you kind of dabble in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't... I don't know. I'm very easy to get along with. And I love hosting radio. I like bringing, you know, people onto the show. I like doing and talking about very controversial topics. And, you know, people get, you know, a little pissed off. But, oh, well, sorry to hear it. You know,
so
truth's the truth.
When did you start doing this type of work?
The first time I ever saw a spirit, I was about 5. And... You know, seriously, growing up, my mom was Jewish and Italian, because what else, got married in Brooklyn? And my dad was Lebanese, but Lebanese Christian. So when I saw my first spirit, my mom told me it was my imaginary friend. So we left it at that. And then as I got older and I knew things about family members, about friends, I saw different things growing up. I couldn't go to a cemetery. I used to see a lot of spirits around the cemetery. My mom thought I was just kidding around. And even at the hospital, even now, my husband's a physician assistant, and I've been in and out of the hospital the last few years with certain things, and it's very difficult for me to be at the hospital. It's just the energy. I'm very empathic, so I kind of tend to take on other people's feelings or energies. But I've been like that my whole life, and during my heyday, I used to entertain in gay nightclubs. I was a singer and dancer, and I was the proverbial 80s disco queen.
Kind of like a Bette Midler. I don't want to say a poor man's Bette Midler, but kind of the same path as Bette Midler kind of took.
Yeah, I would say so. I actually knew people that used to perform in the bathhouses also in New York City. I'm originally from Long Island.
That would have been a hoot.
Not, I don't know. I didn't want to perform in the bathhouses because I knew what went on in there.
That's
thanks,
like,
but no thanks.
That's kind of like being a janitor at a peep show. No one wants that job. Yeah,
the difference would have been they would have paid me to watch.
True.
Instead of the other way around.
Oh.
You know, but I actually enjoyed it. I had a lot of gay friends growing up. I was... And the reason I ended up with gay friends, I was about 15 years old. I had been raped, and so I hated men.
No.
And, of course, what happens, I meet all kinds of gay men. Mm. And they actually turned out to be, for me growing up, some of my best and closest friends. And then when I turned 20, I had my son, who's 23 now. And I met a psychic from Canada, a psychic medium from Canada that was working on a big case at that time in Pennsylvania where I was living. Mm-hmm. And she had said to me that in about 20 years I'd be doing what she's doing. And I looked at her and I thought, you're an idiot. I don't think so. And that was the first time I ever heard the word aura or anything sort of metaphysical or what I would call airy, fairy, fluffy, hairy stuff. So, and then over time, things just started to come in and develop. And you know, but I owned my own business. I was in the glass and mirror industry. I was a bookkeeper for 20 years, a hairdresser. And you kind of try to stay away from the paranormal or the metaphysical field. And but in my heart, I believe when God wants you to do certain things, he'll have his way of sort of bringing you back around 360. So my first husband passed away at the age of 38. I was 30. I remarried. My husband went through medical school, and when we moved upstate, New York, I kind of got pulled back into this work, and so that's what I've been doing for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, more outward. You know, I always say we're worse than gay people. We're in and out of the closet more than they are. So.
Well,
yes, let me just throw a quick shout out. Happy birthday, Jill Dane.
Okay, I'm gonna sing Jill a song. It's I do this a lot for people with birthdays. So Jill, happy birthday, and here is your birthday song from Spooky Scotty. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
That's it right there. That's
hey,
it.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Oh, wow. Yeah, birthdays are always awesome.
That was about as exciting as... hi.
Yeah, it's a great time. That was great. Wasn't it? Yeah, it was awesome. But
no, that was about one Jewish woman's orgasm last, so that wasn't too bad.
And you would know.
And she would know. No. That's right.
I didn't say it was half, Scotty.
That means it's only half as long. No, but game back.
Jill would.
Oh, go ahead.
I said Jill would know. She's Jewish.
There you go. I am not Jewish, so I have no idea.
Listen, when you grow up with a Jewish mother, that automatically gives you the right to pick on Jewish people.
It does.
And Arabs.
It does. Because you're part of that culture, so you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to understand, when I grew up, my mom's side of the family embraced my father, but my father's side of the family said, no way, not having nothing to do with the Jews. So, you know, my dad was inducted to the Jewish side of the family, but my dad kept his faith. My mom had hers, and all we knew was that there was a God, and he loved us all, and that was the end of that.
But, I mean, I heard a discussion this morning on the radio on my way to work that where they're talking about if you're in that race or if you're with that race, it's okay to make fun of that race. You know what I mean? Where there is a lot of times if I made fun of it, people think I'm trying to diss a race or a culture.
Yeah, well, but anti-Semitic.
If you know it inside and out, it's a little bit easier to make fun of that culture.
You know what, but though, what is the difference between, you know, and I won't say making fun, you know, what do comedians do? They make fun of everybody.
It's satire.
Right?
Yeah, it's satire. It's poking fun. It's having a good time.
Yeah, I don't do anything different. I just happen to be a medium that pokes fun at dead people and Jews.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let it come.
I like that.
That's a jack-in-the-box drive-thru right there waiting to happen.
Well,
or here in the Midwest, that would be Hardee's.
But guys, we are
down south.
Yeah,
Sonics.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you guys, but we are late for our next break. We will be right back with more Ali Cheslick right after this. Stay tuned and enjoy another Man of Genius moment.
Station identification.
You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
Operating frequency
on ztalkradio.com.
Are you ready for some rollicking adventure? In Scotty Roberts' book, The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare, join Irish Rabbit, Tam O'Hare, and his young squirrel squire, Horatio McNutt, as they journey through Scotland of the mid-1500s seeking a small child who's been stolen by the fairy folk. Crafty raccoon pirates, conniving noble wolves, conflicted royal foxes, and self-serving religious badgers all stand in the way as their quest brings them headlong into high seas action and supernatural intrigue. The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare is in bookstores everywhere and at barnesandnoble.com. This hardcover, lushly illustrated chapter book is the first book in the Tam O'Hare series. But hang on to your sabers. Book 2, Tam O'Hare and the Banshee of Ballyglen Morrow, is coming later this year. So swash your buckle and prepare yourself for a historically rollicking, swaggeringly supernatural adventure. Visit tamohare.com to learn more. You'll never trust a raccoon with a sword again.
I'm Peyton Manning. Did you know that the Red Cross responds to more than 67,000 house and apartment fires every year? They show us how to prepare for emergencies from hurricanes to heart attacks. They respond immediately when lives are disrupted by natural disasters. They teach us to swim and to save lives. Red Cross volunteers and employees are committed to making our communities safer and healthier.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Underwear Inspector Number 12.
Mr. Underwear Inspector Number 12.
Whether it be tidy whiteys or banana hammocks, you're the one who makes sure our skivvies cut the mustard.
Riding high.
You make sure the door is fastened with secure seams so that the cow doesn't get out of the barn when it shouldn't.
Don't let it out.
Dedicating yourself to a craft others might poo-poo, you can pass every single man on the street and say with pride, "You there, you're wearing my underpants."
Oh, yeah.
And no, I don't want them back. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Eagle Eyes, because we're all glad you've got your hands in our shorts.
Change America.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Z-Talk Radio is committed to bringing you the best radio possible. We will test your senses with innovative and entertaining radio programming. Honest, informative, inspirational, and on occasion, controversial. Our listening audience will also have the opportunity to interact with the show hosts and guests through live chat and call-in capabilities. You can't be left out of the loop. Tune into all our live shows once, and you'll never turn your computer off again. Z-Talk Radio on your computer dial. Your healthy addiction.
¶¶
Z Talk Live, right back at you, infecting your eardrums, making you a little bit sick every now and again, I imagine, because Scotty's here. Just teasing, Scotty, I love you. But we are...
What? What the heck are you talking about?
You know,
about?
When you're manning the board yeah, and you come in. When you, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Can't Let Go Nothing Guy. We're pretty finding a way.
Man
there.
Who loves Vikings so much he can't no, see not you, not the you, zone not, from his eye.
No, not you, guy. Not you. I was thinking about the guy that called me earlier. Can't let go, nothing, yeah. guy. Yeah. Yeah, so we're for you, pining our destruction every night, laying next to your wife. We would be done for. No. Guys, like, you're assholes. So no, sorry, did I say that out loud? God, I meant to say that in my inside voice. Anyhow.
Yeah, he loves you like a hemorrhoid.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Well, you know, I got to ask you, you've been doing this, what? You've been practicing as a medium for, what, the last 20 years, somewhere in that neighborhood?
Professionally, I'd say more the last 10.
Okay, but, so...
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this my whole life, so, but, so, you know... Go ahead.
My question to you is... Have you noticed...
Go ahead.
I'm going for it right now. Hold on. It's
bring
the,
it on.
It's the buildup. Have you noticed that in the mediumship world, if that's even the correct terminology, there's a lot of posers. It's actually becoming more interesting not to be a medium. Okay, every time I turn, you can't even swing a dead cat without hitting one. Now, here's the deal. Does that piss you off just a little bit? Because here you are working at your craft as hard as you do, and you have some Johnny come lately come along.
You know, here's the thing. There's the what I call the psychic cockroach society. And those are your people that are the gypsies and people that are practicing wannabes or people that are being deceitful or deceiving and not ethical or working with integrity. And I have no use for people like that. And I call them out, and they don't like it. No way.
Are you willing to name names?
Am I willing to name names? Yes and no. It depends. I did a show not too long ago where I actually stated my opinion, and my opinion was very simply that, like anything else, if you were to go to buy a dishwasher, a washer and dryer, a car, you know, any major purchase that you're going to make that's going to affect you in some way, right? You do your due diligence. You don't just go to any medium and get a reading. You check them out first. I mean, that's just common sense. And that's what I don't understand is, like, people do not have any common sense. You know, check them out, check out their references, you know, listen if they have a show, ask them questions. But, you know, don't be afraid to ask the question.
I look at it as an outsider looking in. I'm very much an outsider looking in. Scotty's more in tune with it than I am. I don't run around the psychic field. I don't really, you know, talk to many of them. But I kind of look at it, and I see it as another way. And I could be totally wrong here, but I don't think I am. I just know human nature, and we're all humans. A lot of these people are looking at it, seeing it as a step to fame.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Absolutely. Here's the thing. Me, I don't really care. You know, if I become famous, great. If not, that's fine too. It doesn't matter to me. That's not why I do what I do. I do what I do because I love people. I work with ethics and integrity. I'm not afraid to call a spade a spade. And when I see somebody who's practicing in a non-ethical way, I usually say something. I get a lot of heat for it. You guys have gotten some letters written to the station because of another show that I did. Right. You know, there are people that are in it for the money, you know. Hey, listen, if I was in it for the money, I'd be very wealthy. And, you know, that's after 20 years, I'd be, you know, making a fortune. I'm not. I have a husband, thank God, who has a good job. And so that affords me the opportunity to work the way that I do and work within the limits that I have for myself at the moment. And that's fine for me. You know, I always believe now, you know, and this is dependent upon people's faith. For me, I work on my faith. I know that the people that need to see me will cross my path. I know the people that need to see my friend Jill Dean, who was in the chat and who's going to be on Derek's show tomorrow and my show Wednesday. You know, she works in her way. Everybody has their own way of working. Everybody has their own way to charge. people complain about the prices. Hey, listen, here's the bottom line. I mean, everybody knows I don't like Sylvia Brown. I think she needs to be wrapped up in papier mache and beaten like a Buddha. But, you know, I think $800 for a 20-minute reading is insane. Mm-hmm. There are people that have to work a month for that kind of money. You know, I'm sorry. If you're going to spend that kind of money, you better make damn sure that the person you're getting a reading from is going to give you absolutely unequivocal evidential information. Mm-hmm. And nobody can do that. There are no absolutes. If anybody says to you that they're 100%, they're full of crap.
So that begs the question, though, how does one go about proving that they are psychic?
Truly, it's in your work in terms of validations you get from people, endorsements you get from other people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that proverbial, your track record speaks for itself. And it's just in people that know you, that know how you work. It's like it would be the same equivalent as choosing a doctor. I'm not going to go to just any doctor. I'm going to check the doctor out first, check out their credentials, and make sure the doctor's on the up and up. And then, you know, I'm going to go. Would I just let any doctor, let's say, do surgery on me? Absolutely not.
Well,
I'm going to check that doctor out.
Now, here's the rub with me. Let's just say I go to a psychic's website, okay? And okay. I see Bill from Tacoma says I'm great. Jason from Toledo says I'm the best thing since sliced. How do I know that these people are real?
Okay. For me personally, let's just say you go to my website and you see I have a slew of testimonials, okay? I can give you, I've been given permission probably from just about everybody that's on there to give out their email address and or phone number.
That's kind of the question, my follow-up question, and you tackled it right away, is how do you spot one that is so obviously faking credentials?
You know, that's the thing. It's not an easy thing. That's why I say you really want to check somebody out. You want to do your homework. You know, just because somebody charges $400, $500, $600 or more an hour doesn't mean they're good. And just because someone charges $50 to $200 an hour doesn't necessarily mean they're good or bad.
Because I'll be completely, I'll be completely honest with you, though. Today, before you came on the show, I kind of crammed a little bit for you. I listened to your show, a couple of your past shows. I listened to a few other shows out there. Why is it that during these shows, and excluding yours, of course, this did not happen as much or even very little during your show. Why is it that every caller during these shows are also psychics? All these callers to these shows cannot be psychic mediums. I think there's a lot of people that are delusional.
Okay. There's an understanding that there's a spiritual evolution going on, right? And so people are starting to slowly awaken to the fact that here's the bottom line. Everybody is intuitive or psychic, if you will. And psychic, you know, and Derek and I have talked about this on my show. In Greek, it means soul. You know, everybody has a soul. So everybody's psychic. Everybody has that innate intuition. It's not just reserved for women, although you guys like to blame it on women's intuition. But everybody has the intuition. It's a matter of what you do with it, how you listen to it, if you believe in it, okay? And I'll give you an example. When you're in school and you're taking a test and you're going to answer A, initially you feel, oh, I got to answer A, and then you change it to B. Mm-hmm. A ends up being the correct answer. That's your intuition giving you that sort of inner guidance, like an inner tracking device, to say that would have been the correct answer. You second-guessed yourself and went with B.
Well, I also want Scotty's input on this as well. Do you feel the same way I do, Scotty, that when you listen to a lot of these psychic shows, and there is some of them are good, some are bad, I'm not putting the merits of the show on trial. I'm putting the callers on trial. Because without question, 95% of the callers to each show wasn't just on our network or anyone else's network, okay? This is just across the board when I was listening today. Like I said, they all seem to either think they're psychic, want to be psychic. Do you think there's a certain amount of peer pressure that goes into telling everyone you're a psychic?
So you know, a lot of times I think
I think that on psychic shows, I mean, a lot of times we, if people are intuitive or they have the gift, it's we don't get a lot of readings for ourselves, and the only person that could really do that is somebody else that has the gift.
But
so from that standpoint, I mean, because if we're all able to get every gift and we'd all know that the score of the football game is going to be this, I'd be in Vegas every effing day trying to do the thing.
I guess
so. That's the difference.
Yeah, I guess the point. I guess I'm taking the long way home here. The question is, well, basically a statement. Not all, let's just say 75 people in the chat room can be psychic.
Right. No, absolutely not.
No.
Everybody in that chat room has intuition. There's a difference. I really, personally for me, I hate the term psychic. Although, again, it just means soul in Greek. Everybody has intuition. No matter what you do with it or what you choose to do with it is entirely up to you and, in my opinion, up to God. If you're supposed to do this work and you're supposed to be helping other people, then that's what you're supposed to do. And you're absolutely correct. And that's why I call them the psychic cockroaches, because it seems like everybody and their grandmother's a wannabe psychic.
Exactly. You know? That's my point right there. That's my point.
I agree with you. I think, to me, I think it's baloney. I have people calling my show, oh, I'm psychic. No, you're not. You know, another psychic is able to spot someone else who's very intuitive or at least has an ability for the gift. There are some children that are very, very psychic. They're putting them on TV. I don't agree with that either. But
That's BS in my opinion. I don't think children should ever be exploited for gain of monetary gain. Okay, these kids should be taken somewhere off camera. Be counseled off camera, be dealt with privately without anyone even knowing their names.
Well, first of all, can I just say, okay, my opinion. First of all, I have children, so, and I'm a mother, and I would never put my children in a position that makes them feel uncomfortable, number one. Number two, you put them on a TV show with a guy who openly states he hates kids, okay, and you bring on some cockamamie psychotherapist. Okay, because now every day, now all of a sudden, too, everybody wants to be a hypnotherapist, a psychotherapist, a parapsychologist, you know, whatever. That's just as bad as everybody wanting to be a psychic.
Or a ghost hunter.
These kids all have issues to begin with. They're either having trouble in school, they're having trouble adjusting, doctors are diagnosing them with ADD, ADHD, and all these other diagnoses that they come up with, autism, because they can't justify that child's behavior, so they have to give them some kind of, quote, label.
Oh, exactly. Now, I have a son that has ADHD. I'm in that boat.
Yeah, and with that said, now you're taking these kids who, and there are children that absolutely, I believe, are very gifted. I believe we're all gifted, and then there are children that are just, you know, extremely gifted at what they do. And now you're putting them, you're forcing them to be on TV, forcing them to tell the world what they can do, and you're supposedly giving them, help through a psychologist. But in my opinion, you're not helping them, you're exacerbating the problem. Because now they're on TV, now they go back to school.
Everybody knows. Yep, everybody knows.
Exactly. Now, we have break here in just about 1 minute here, and so I don't want to get too deep into this, but I would like to touch upon why, you know, do psychics kind of have a community that police themselves, that kind of keep each other in check, that kind of take care of their own, as it were. And that's something we will kind of tackle in the next hour.
Z-Talk Radio.
That's right. Z-Talk Radio. Right here is Z-Talk Radio. It's an awesome radio station, awesome show tonight, awesome guest with Ali Chesnuck. We will be right back with more Ali right after this.
Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte.
Megabyte.
the countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy, for it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Home run king Mark McGwire today admitting what many long suspected. He used steroids.
Mark McGwire broke the home run record in 1998 and evaded congressional questions about steroid use 7 years later.
I'm not here to talk about the past.
But Monday, McGwire admitted to using steroids throughout the 90s, including the 98 season, telling the MLB Network it was only to help with injuries, not performance.
I knew I was talented. I knew the man upstairs gave me the ability to hit this baseball, gave me the hand-eye coordination, my parents gave me the great genetics. But I was running these roadblocks.
Kirsten McNary, Fox News Radio.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid apologizing to President Obama for referring to him as, quote, light-skinned with no Negro dialect unless he wanted one.
I'm not going to dwell on this anymore. It's in the book. I've made all the statements that I'm going to.
President Obama accepting Reid's apology, saying in an interview with Roland Martin on TV One.
For him to have used some inartful language in trying to praise me, and for people to try to make hay out of that, makes absolutely no sense.
The quotes published in a new book on the 2008 campaign, some Republicans calling for Reid's resignation as majority leader. California's ban on same-sex marriage on trial in federal court.
In their opening arguments, an attorney for those who support the ban said across history and all societies, marriage has been reserved for a man and a woman, and said same-sex couples should go through the legislative process, not the courts.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, same-sex couples claim the ban denies them equal rights under the law. Mixed bag today on Wall Street. The Dow up 46, the NASDAQ down 5, the S&P up 2. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
In the market for a new car, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Detroit looking.
Checking out the latest developments by automakers at the 2010 North American International Auto Show, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she sees a rebirth of the industry.
We made the investments. We see the consequences of it. We report back to our colleagues, and we look forward to seeing these cars and showrooms before the year is over.
The House Speaker, who defended last year's federal bailout of GM and Chrysler, says she's encouraged by the vibrant leadership that she's seeing, and her message will be one of optimism. In Detroit, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The Ford Fusion Hybrid named Car of the Year, Ford's Transit Connect compact van winning Truck of the Year. The year not starting out so well for NBC's Conan O'Brien, but it may get better.
The funny man has been moved around on NBC one too many times, according to some people close to the talk host, and he might be looking to leave the network for a better time slot somewhere else. But Fox executive Kevin Reilly isn't giving away any secrets.
I love Conan personally and professionally. He's got a decision to make about his future, and until he makes that decision, there really is no conversation to be had. We're not free to talk about any other business negotiation, and we haven't.
When the Jay Leno show moves to the old Tonight Show time slot, Conan's show would be bumped back after midnight. No word yet if the talk host will stay or go. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
On this, the day before American Idol's season premiere, an announcement by Judge Simon Cowell. He is leaving the popular show to launch what he hopes will be another.
X Factor will launch in America in 2011 with me judging the show and executive producing the show.
Simon also owns the show. He hopes former Idol judge Paula Abdul will be joining him on Fox. I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Z-Talk Live coming right back at you, infesting the airwaves. That's right. We are like the cancer on the ass of humanity. What? No, I had to throw that in there. We are back with world-renowned. Can I say world-renowned? People know you in Europe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so your world-renowned psychic medium, Allie Cheslick, is speaking with us tonight. And we have had a lot of fun with Allie. Not only have we got a little bit serious, we've been having a lot of fun. But before the break, we kind of were talking about the psychic kids thing. And that brought us all to a point. And this also holds true for the paranormal community as well as the psychic community. Is there an entity, primarily in the psychic community, because that's the topic at hand, that polices itself and takes these individuals aside? They're so obviously using these children for monetary gain and saying, that ain't cool.
No. There's nobody that has a job, per se, to sort of police the community. It's pretty much... It's like high school 101 with a majority of these people. They get themselves into these little groups, these little cliques, and God forbid you speak out about one of them, then they all come after you. That's why I call them cockroaches. Okay? You'll have people that'll be honest about it. We're supposed to be, everybody says, oh, love and light. Yeah.
I say death and pestilence.
Oh, I was going to say, don't spew love and light crap to me and then turn around and shoot the messenger, because I'm speaking my opinion. I'm speaking what I feel is my truth in my mind.
See, that's the biggest thing that ticks me off about the field. And I mean, it happens in the paranormal world too, is these people that spew the love and light, they're the first ones to put their fangs out. They're the first ones to step on you. They're the first ones to call you names. They're the first ones to come at you. But yet they're on their shows going, oh, love and light, love and light. But if you don't agree with them, they're going to spew venom all over you. And that's just crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate it. And I hate groups like that say, oh, we want paranormal unity. But if you say their paranormal evidence is crap, blah, 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 blah. No, we should be all working together, but not unity. You know what I mean? That's where it is. I mean, because there's no paranormal police either.
No, neither should there be.
And there's no one there to really police the paranormal field. So everything you're saying about the spiritual world is the same for the paranormal world.
Parallels.
Yeah, I can just say something. Really, who is in charge of either field? Who left anybody chief cook and bottle wash in any field?
But shouldn't there be a certain amount of you guys coming together as a community? I mean this for the paranormal, too. When you see an obvious injustice... Mm-hmm. To turn around and say, you know what, this is BS, enough is enough, we're not going to put up with it anymore, or is a career suicide if you do so?
It's both, but you have to be willing to take the risk. Me, I don't care, I'll take the risk. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing, you've got these people running around claiming to be certified mediums and certified paranormal investigators. I just have a question for everybody. Who left anybody in charge to certify anybody in a field that there are no absolutes with?
This is a fringe science at the very best.
Of course it is. You know, can I could give a reading and somebody can, you know, yes me to death, you know, qualify everything that I'm saying. Now, if you ask me where I get it from, my honest answer would be, I don't know. I get it from spirit. I have the gift of discernment. I've gone to the priest at the church. I've told him what I can do. And this is the label he's given me. People call it psychic. People call it intuitive. Everybody has a label. Everybody has a name for it. But really, truly, is this anybody qualified to certify anybody as a medium or a paranormal investigator? Mm-hmm. I think there should be a set of rules and ethics that are followed in both fields. I think they're blatantly abused, especially in the paranormal field, but really, too, in the psychic field. You know, it's a very touchy subject, and it's very difficult because you'll have people that say that they're doing it for, like me. I mean, I know that I've been out of the closet doing it over 20 years, more 10 more professional. But then people call me a so-called expert. I'm not an expert at anything. I'm just the messenger. I'm the middleman.
Well,
you know,
yeah, it was a very different world 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
In this field, it was an extremely different world. Now, everyone, like Scotty alluded to, everyone and their mother is either a paranormal investigator or a psychic.
Well, don't forget, you got everybody. You know, you've got Joe Schmo sitting in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of America, scratching his nuts, watching a paranormal show, going, "I can do that." You know, and all of a sudden they go out and they buy a digital voice recorder. They make a team, and then they go out and they investigate somebody's house that they don't even know. They don't know what they're doing. And so they give the paranormal field a bad rap because people are having a bad experience with a group like that. I think there should be a set of rules and guidelines that are set, especially for paranormal investigation, because if they're looking to get scientific information and evidence, then it would be the same thing as in my opinion, like my husband does orthopedic surgery. You know, there's a field of sterility, right? You can't break that field. So there's a set of guidelines that my husband has to follow in order to be in that OR. There should be a same set of guidelines that somebody has to follow before they're allowed to enter anybody's house or haunted location.
What would those guidelines be in your mind? If you were the person writing guidelines...
See, I was going to say it's very similar to the guys with fantasy football. Anybody thinks you can play football.
Sure.
Anybody thinks you can run a team.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. It's the same in a lot of fields. I mean, I know we're busting on our own here tonight. But, I mean, it's across all over the place because a lot of people think they can do it. A lot of people think they can be radio hosts. A lot of people think they can do radio shows. You know, a lot of people think they can do TV. You know what I mean? It's just, let people do it. And, you know, if don't let your ego get to it and enjoy what you're doing. And if you're not trying to do it for harm, then I don't see where the wrong is, personally.
Because here's the thing. Let's take, for instance, can I talk about any TV show?
Go ahead. Sure. It's open forum.
Let's take Paranormal State, okay? First of all, and, you know, if Ryan Buell doesn't like what I have to say, I don't really care. But you need to stop telling people that dead time is 3 a.m. because I want to know who came up with that crock of crap.
Marketing.
I mean, do dead people really look at a watch on the other side and go, oh, it's 3 a.m., time for me to haunt your ass? What is that about?
Right.
You know? Yeah. I mean, and every other episode, they're dealing with demons. Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize Mr. Red Hot Happy Pants has every godforsaken demon running around the middle of America, you know, possessing people or living in their house. Come on, that's not true either. You know, so for me, I have an issue with that particular show. And then they bring in these so-called demonologists. Again, my opinion, you have a demon that's possessing somebody. You got some wicked odor. You got some nasty stuff going on. I don't know about you all, but I'm calling the Catholic Church because I want somebody who's got experience working with a demon, not somebody who claims to. Because just as easy, you know, again, people have to do their homework. You know, you can't just go on TV and make a statement that this house is this is haunted or this is a demon or whatever the case is. You don't know. People, there was one show that the guy could have sworn there was paranormal activity, but the guy had mental issues. The guy was actually projecting a negative energy from himself, and that was the cause of this proverbial haunting that went on. You know, people have to really pay attention to what they're doing. I think every group should have a medium. Every group should have somebody who knows how to use the equipment. I think every group should have someone who's got some educational background in psychology. And I think that they should practice before they actually go out to someone's house or, you know, or a place where they can potentially cause harm. Same thing at the psychics. You know, I have people that come to me that want to be psychic. They want to learn how to, you know, integrate their gifts. They want to learn how to do stuff. And I tell them, practice. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. But practice makes perfect, right? And there's a way to do a reading, and there's a way not to do a reading. You know, we get accused of cold reading. You know, the person I happen to speak about out on that show that day, in my opinion, does cold readings. You don't say you have a male energy here and then throw out 20 T names and hope you could take one of them. Doesn't work that way.
Well, unfortunately, no. That's the norm. That's the norm rather than
that's not the way you do it.
You know, whenever I've gotten a reading whether it be a radio show, what have you, it's always because I've interviewed everyone from Sylvia Brown to John Edwards to you name it, okay? And I got to tell you, 9 times out of 10, I see a male presence is with me. And do you have a J in your family? You know, absolutely. And it's BS. I hate dealing with it. I hate seeing it.
Okay. Did you get the psychic that say, you know, who's got the cancer in the family? That's not the way to approach that. Because if there's someone in the family that crossed over from cancer, you have to, as the medium, let's say, again, I'm playing devil's advocate on one level, but you have to connect to that energy or that spirit, your guide, whoever it is you're connecting to, and ask them where in the body, what kind of cancer was it? There's all kinds of cancers. You know, if it's something specific to the blood, you want to ask. Okay, you want to try to give as much evidential information as you can. We all know someone that has cancer. We all know someone that's died from a heart attack or from lung diseases or from various things. So you have to give as close to evidential information as you can. But, you know, I mean, I know people that have gone to see John, and there are people that love John, and there are people that think that he's, you know, not so great. There are people that love Sylvia Brown, and there are people that think she's not so great. You know, there are people that are like me and think I'm not so great. You know, you have to do what works for you. You know, and that's why I tell people, do your due diligence, do your homework. You know, if it doesn't work, I personally had a reading from John Edward, February 10th of 1998. And it was right after my first husband passed away. Now, the set of circumstances it was under, I happened to get lucky and call John, but for me, he was very evidential. There was just no way he could have picked out of the air what he said to me. So my experience with him was that he was the real deal. you have to have an experience, too. Even in the paranormal field, you know, there are people running around, and this I don't understand. How do you call yourself a ghost hunter? Is that like hunting for humans? What is that? You know, if you're an investigator and you're looking for information, that's one thing. Don't call yourself a ghost hunter. That's retarded. These are people, whether you like it or not, they were people at one point in life. Or they, you know, there was somebody's uncle, aunt, mother, whoever. You know, there's earthbound energies and then there's spiritual energies. You know, you have to understand what you're dealing with, you're talking about. There are a lot of mediums that don't believe there are earthbound energies. I beg to differ. I've seen plenty. I've had Marianne Williams, what's her name? Marianne Winkowski on my show quite a few years back when I was on another network. And, you know, it was a fascinating conversation. And that's what the Ghost Whisperer is based off of. People have to realize, too, James Von Prague produces that, and it's Hollywood. So, you know, people have to really start using their common sense when they watch these shows.
James Von Prague was originally, you know? He wanted to be in Hollywood. Is what James Von Prague originally was a screenwriter, big into Hollywood, big into the Hollywood circles, and he's very flamboyant for that same reason. Now, am I calling him a fraud? Absolutely not. I don't know him. I've never really spoke with him at any length. I think I interviewed him one time for 10 minutes, so I can't make any equation on whether he's real or whether he's what he is, other than the fact that he does have a background in entertainment, and that almost makes a little bit suspect.
Well, that's like you and I were talking the other day, and I said the same thing with Jason and what's-his-face from Taps.
Yeah, chasers from
everybody thinks they were plumbers, and Jason and Grant. Yeah, everybody thinks they were plumbers, Roto-Rooter guys, and then all of a sudden they got Taps. But years before that, they were helping produce MTV's Fear. Mm-hmm. You know, the credits rolled. They were the ones for finding the haunted locations. These guys have been filmmakers or documentary makers, whatever, before. Mm-hmm. They didn't just all of a sudden go from Roto-Rooter to paranormal investigator. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that no one knows about, especially on these, these shows. I mean, it's just, that's entertainment for you. A lot of times people want to use the television show as a training guide when absolutely not, it's not a training guide. But we will be right back after this more spirited discussion with Ali Cheslick. That's right, Ali Cheslick is going to be here for about another 20 minutes, folks. So enjoy listening to her, and we'll be right back after this.
If this station isn't your cup of coffee, then drink tea.
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 Drink tea. Drink tea.
Drink tea.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
100% news. 100% information.
Yeah.
100% guaranteed.
Loving this.
Thought you might say that.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Did I kill my husband? As the only woman in Illinois to be hung for murder, local lore has tarred me as a bad, bad woman. But there's more to the story. Find out in The Hanging of Betsy Reed by Rick Kelsheimer. I was a healer. They called me a witch and said that I poisoned the old man. 20,000 people came to see me die. I did burn down the jail and didn't even stay buried for long. But did I kill him? Rick Kelsheimer tells my story as fairly as I have ever seen it. Read The Hanging of Betsy Reed, available at Amazon.com.
Devil child got glowing eyes. Tonight presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Like a bullhorn, your cologne announces your every arrival, four blocks before you get there.
Here he comes now.
Here a splish, there a splash. Everywhere a splish splash. You don't stop till every square inch of manhood is covered.
Everywhere a splish splash.
Overslept and haven't got time to shower? Not to worry. You've got 4 gallons of cologne and a plan.
Pour it on.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer. Because we think we smell a winner.
Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're the station that beats all of the competition. And we'll prove it
as soon as we hear any competition.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Z-Talk Live right back at you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the Zombie Ghost Train. That's right, Devil Child during the break. That's a great little ditty right there, isn't there, Scotty?
I love it. I love the train. They're one of the best bands. I enjoy them all the time.
I do too. I love it. And, you know, it's awesome. Well, anyhow, when we were leaving, we were kind of talking a little bit of everything, quite honestly. You know, everything from do we need... as it were, a police system out there to kind of police the psychic world as well as the paranormal world.
So,
you know, but that was tried once. I have to qualify that with that was tried once that failed miserably because the wrong people are doing it.
Mm-hmm. So who's the right people to do it? Do we elect a body of people? You know what I mean? Or people who self-appoint, you know? I don't know. You know, that's where it comes down to.
I don't think that in good faith you could ever point anyone to it. I think the community as a whole has to get together and say, you know what, enough of this BS. I think that's what it takes. I really do. Because it's just too much responsibility for even a body of five people to lay judgment on somebody, if you see what I'm saying. You know, it has to be community effort. You ever hear the term of village rate? You know, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a village to police ourselves.
Yeah, well, in the paranormal field, you know, it's sad to say, but I don't ever think you're going to see any unified paranormal field because every team is out to one up another team.
I don't want them
instead
to be
unified. Of everybody working for the greater good and for the true meaning of why you're doing it in the first place. You're never going to have that. You've got people out there that have paranormal groups that are skeptical, you know, and they say, well, you know, based on scientific evidence, and unless someone has a personal experience, they don't believe that ghosts exist. So why are you bothering? What's your point? Why do you care if you prove or not prove that the ghost exists and if you don't believe?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't understand that.
You know, it's like you're saying unification. I fear unification. I'll tell you why, for two reasons. Because number one, why would we all want to think alike and be unified in one thing that obviously has not worked yet? No one has got that holy grail yet. You know, so you got to keep pushing that envelope. Mm-hmm.
So are you saying then, Joel, then it's like Indiana Jones when all these other people are trying for that same grail and everybody's trying to go against each other and steal each individual jewel and all this stuff? Instead of trying to everybody do it together.
I think there has to be a healthy respect for one another. But I think that we cannot stifle experimentation. Because once you do stifle that experimentation or you may or ridicule someone that's trying something different, the field dies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, obviously, yeah. if we had the silver bullet that this is the way you do it, we would be done. We would not be still discussing whether there's ghosts or not.
Right. I mean, I understand that, but I mean, yeah, I understand that where you don't want to stifle what people are trying and you want to try different things. But yet, a lot of times people are out there making fun of things that other people are trying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just on the exact other hand. Oh, that's not going to work. How do you know?
Exactly.
How do you know what I'm doing is not going to work? How do you know the way you're doing stuff? How do you know the way you investigate is better than the way I'm investigating? How do you know that?
Well, because as it sits right now, Scotty, there is more evidence to support UFOs than there is ghosts.
Nah, I don't believe in UFOs.
But there is. If you want to take it on an actual scientific basis, there's actually more evidence to support the existence of UFOs than ghosts. Mm-hmm.
I don't know either.
I've not seen the scientific evidence of UFOs. I'm a skeptic.
That's right.
That can't be. That's not the way it is. That's good that you're a skeptic. Those guys, that's the other thing. Those guys drive me nuts. Mm-hmm. Those guys that can't look at something for what it is and say, hey, that might be. Mm-hmm. No, that's not it. Because it's no answer to it. I don't see it, so there can't be.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. If it doesn't exist to me, it doesn't exist, period.
Right. So that's what I mean. I haven't seen it, so then there is no such thing. And people say that about ghosts all the time.
Anal probes either.
Well, exactly. Yeah, well, it's one of those cases, Scotty and Allie. It's one of those things is don't bother me the facts. My mind's already made up.
Right. You know, and if I, you know, but see, the thing is where UFOs are is if I seen one or if I get the evidence, hey, I'd be right there. I'd be like, okay, time, maybe I'll switch fields, you know, but it doesn't interest me as much as ghosts do because I've seen ghosts, you know what I mean? But it's not saying to me that, for example, for me, even though I have a hard time with it, I still believe that there could be a chance of them. You know what I mean?
Sure, I'm not ruling it out. I'll take a ghost over alien any day of the week because I've never been anal probed by a ghost.
Well, you were anal probed already, dude? That's sick.
Let me ask you guys. Paranormal investigators, right? So let me ask you a question. Does it really truly make a difference if you prove that a ghost exists or that, you know, that kind of an energy exists? And what does it actually mean to you? So say you prove a ghost exists, now what?
Well, yeah, what do you do now? You know, it's like the dog catching the car. You got it. My point is,
now you prove the ghost exists, is that going to change your mind about God? Is it going to change your mind that there's life after death? Or are you still going to think that when you die and close your eyes, that's it, that's the end of it?
Wow.
No, I don't believe that.
No, I think that there's absolutely life after death. In what capacity? No idea. And there's no experts, and I've heard a lot of guests say this. I've even heard Scotty say this a time or two, and he's extremely deep once in a while, Scotty is. The only experts are the dead experts.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, I mean, a lot of time I spend, because I base what I do off my Christian belief, and I'm here to try to help others in the Christian belief believe that there is an afterlife. And if I can get the proof or if I can talk to more spirits or show more spirits, more people will believe. And
Scotty,
yeah,
you're not here to prove anything in the Christian. You're here to prove it in the human. Doesn't matter what the religion is. There's no religion on the other side. There's not. I'm a Christian. But I also know, growing up with a Jewish mother, that it's not about the religion. It's about the fact that life continues after the physical death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's almost
that's
like,
what I'm saying. But you're here to share a message with everyone. It's not. It's a non-denominational message. It's not necessarily about a Christian message. But yes, there is a God, Charlie Brown, and yes, there is one God. You know, and I say that from personal experience because I grew up in a family that was very culturally diversified, very religiously diversified. And the bottom line on both sides is there's one God, period, end of story.
Well, when I was young and I got interested in ghosts, I was lucky enough to have an awesome mentor, one of the founding fathers of the paranormal, Brad Steiger. Go ahead, give you a big shout out. And he told me one time, and I'll never forget this when we're talking one time, he says, The most powerful experience is the personal experience. The most powerful evidence is the personal evidence. That is when the skeptic becomes the believer. I mean, you could throw EVP at him all day, pictures at him all day, but until that person has that moment of aha and the light bulb goes over their head, It probably never happen.
Have you had a paranormal experience?
Absolutely.
So do you believe?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe, but I'm not sure what capacity. What capacity we live. Is it different dimensions? Is it not? How do we know when we're in the graveyard for just argument's sake? We see a ghost. How do you know he's not hitting his buddy and said, holy crap, I just saw a ghost. About us.
Well, because I know that we aren't really ghosts.
Well, you know, it's a certain amount
of self-awareness.
Because I can
feel myself.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's self-awareness.
Right. I mean, that's different. I mean, if you're saying that the veil is very thin and we can see between dimensions or something like that, that's okay, too.
I mean, if you're talking about a multidimensional atmosphere, technically we live in a three-dimensional world, right? So the theory goes is that, you know, as we shift now, everybody's talking about 2012, the Mayan calendar, that we're shifting into what we would call a fourth and fifth dimensional energy. You know, there are people that theorize that, you know, heaven is technically 3 feet above your head. It's just in another dimension.
No, I find that funny because that comes from everyone's favorite individual. I've heard her say that and... You know, we talked about it earlier, but I kind of have the theory of this. Okay, now let's just say I've said this to Scotty many times. People have heard me on the show say this little theory before. What if we live on the third floor, ghosts live on the 10th floor, Loch Ness Monster lives on the 7th floor of this apartment building, and we only run into each other in the Coke machine, the parking garage, the common areas?
I don't believe that. I believe that we constantly interact, but I believe because we're so, as a physical entity, jaded. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, if you look at it in this perspective, we're horses with blinders on, right? Mm-hmm. So we're only seeing straight ahead of us. But if you remove the blinders and you learn to use your peripheral vision and you learn to tune into your own intuition, like I said on the front end of the show, everybody has their own intuition, and you look at different things from a different perspective and you see the proverbial signs that we all talk about that are there for you from spirit. How many people find feathers or pennies or different items or different smells that come across to people that they recognize to be someone in spirit, but they're not recognizing it as that person is right there with them. And in order for you to understand that it's that person, they're going to give you the most recognizable smell or taste or feeling, you know, so that you do recognize that, oh, they're right here with me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where that expression comes, that spirit's only but a breath away.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, there's always signs that you know it's there. Like, I see numbers. I see 222 in very combinations. When I drive, there's always a bird flying right across my window. It always is that way. And that's the type of stuff that people don't recognize that it's actually happening to you.
You know, like, you know, my husband and I talk about this all the time because he's very open-minded but also comes from a scientific perspective. And he reads a lot of Greg Braden books and he reads a lot of quantum physics and we're reading the Tao Te Ching and different all kinds of books. I'm always reading and learning and studying. You know, but quantum physics and all these scientists, they're really starting to recognize that, you know, from doing tests on people that have had near-death experiences and what the energy is like and what these people experience. You have little children as young as 4, 5, 6 years old, 7 years old that have had near-death experiences that come back. And they draw in pictures or they tell their stories of what they've seen on the other side. Now, how does a child possibly make up the fact that they saw Jesus on the other side or what they perceive to be God on the other side when there's a majority of these children that come from families that are considered atheists?
Well, I have my own near-death experience. I'd be happy to share that off-air with you. And for me, it wasn't anything like the white light or any of that crap.
Well, neither. Listen, Ozzy Osbourne publicly came out and said that, you know, he didn't see any white light. He didn't see any freaking angels. You know, he went off. He said, all I saw was black. But he saw what he needed
Osbourne.
To see to experience.
It's Ozzy. You're.
But that's what I'm saying to you.
Sharon! I mean, I was yelling when he was leaving. I don't mean to make light of that at all.
Well, yeah, and it's Ozzy. I mean, but Ozzy claims to be very spiritual. So if you take it up another level, you know, really, he only told the public what he experienced. Do I believe he told us everything? Absolutely not.
No.
But I think that what he did experience, he experienced for an absolute reason, and he was brought back here. And if you notice that after his near-death experience, his energy changed, his the way he behaves has changed, and his relationships have changed. Mm-hmm. You hear people talk about how different he is since he came back. So everybody has a different experience, but I believe that every experience in and of itself is a gift, because you kind of experience at different levels. Or like tonight, I was watching a show on quantum physics with my husband, and we were talking about near-death experience. And there was one guy who was all about making money, very wealthy, very well known in the field for life coaching and marketing and stuff. And he had a near-death experience, and he was a non-believer. And he came back, and his life completely changed. And and he saw a lot of the things that people verbalized, which he never believed. He was such a skeptic. And
Absolutely. We'll hit more of this when we come back. Last break of the night, folks. Last one you have to sit through. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and hit the news really fast, and we'll have more Allie Cheslick. We're going to forego sports tonight just for Allie. Be right back after this.
Station identification.
You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
Operating frequency
on ztalkradio.com.
Since 1948, Fate magazine has delivered a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Covering everything from psychics, UFOs, paranormal investigations, and more. For more information, visit FateMag.com or call 1-800-728-2730. That's 1-800-728-2730. Fate Magazine, true reports of the strange and unknown.
The following message is from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Did you know millions of Americans with low income can get help buying food? Introducing SNAP. It helps you eat right when money's tight.
Wait, excuse me. Did you say SNAP?
Yes. SNAP is the new name for the federal food stamp program. Lots of people with low income qualify for SNAP, but don't know it. If you qualify, you'll get a card you can use to buy all sorts of food, including fruits and vegetables. It works like a bank card when you check out.
A card? Like the one you swipe and goes, beep?
Yes, that's right. SNAP offers help to all kinds of people.
So wait, can I be eligible if I have a job?
Yes, you can if your income's low.
But I have a car.
No problem. You may still qualify.
But I own my own house, so can I still qualify?
Yes, you might. To learn more about SNAP, call 1-800...
Oh, hold on. Let me get a pen.
Okay. Call 1-800-221-5689. That's 1-800-221-5689. SNAP. Putting healthy food within reach.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Dishonest Cable TV Hooker Upper.
Mr. Dishonest Cable TV Hooker Upper.
On any given day, somewhere between 9 and 4:30, you arrive ready to bring us the world. And for an extra 20, you'll bring us porn. Hey, you've already got the van and the jumpsuit. Why not get into criminal activity?
Just a naughty boy.
After all, what are they going to do? Throw you in cable jail?
I don't think so.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, manhandler of the Scrambler, because isn't it about time someone hooked you up?
Mr. Desiderius, cable TV hooker-upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Listening to Z Talk Live Radio News, and this is Tammy Henderson with your news updates. And good evening. This is your Z Talk Live News Updates for January the 11th, 2010. Bringing you news from around the world, the good news, the bad news, and just plain weird news. We are going to start off our newscast with a really odd news story. Hundreds of people stripped recently in New York City for a no-pants subway ride. It was the 9th annual no-pants subway ride. This stunt is organized by Improv Everywhere, a group that says its mission is to cause scenes of chaos and joy in public places. The event was first started in 2002 with just 7 people riding the subway in their underwear, and has since then spread as a tradition to other cities as well. Once people are on the subway, they remove their pants, fold them up, and sit with others on the subway. Some may read a magazine or chat with others. The whole idea of the trip is to just sit in your underwear and act like nothing unusual is going on. I think that would be kind of a hard thing to do. Well, to find out more, go to improveverywhere.com, and maybe you too can participate in the next underwear-only subway excursion. Well, Toyota is unveiling a pint-sized hybrid concept car that is smaller than a Prius. Although the car is geared toward younger buyers, it is part of the company's hybrid and alternative fuel lineup, which it will be expanding in the future. The Japanese automaker showed off the FTCH Compact at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit on Monday, and it confirmed plans to expand the Prius brand from a single vehicle to a family of hybrids. The Prius launched in the U.S. in 2000 and has been the nation's top-selling hybrid and best-selling vehicle overall in Japan since last year. Toyota said the two-door FTCH is 22 inches shorter than the Prius, lighter, more fuel-efficient, and its styling inspired by an 8-bit video game popular during the 1980s. Wonder what that one is. Toyota plans to sell 1 million hybrids worldwide each year by launching 8 new models over the next few years. It also plans to offer plug-in hybrids and all-electric cars starting in model year 2012. NASA could delay its next shuttle mission as the failure of a cooling system hose during a test for a new space station module has engineers scratching their heads and national officials weighing the planned February launch of the space shuttle Endeavour, set to carry the module to space. Endeavour is slated to launch a crew of 6 astronauts to the International Space Station from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, next month. Blastoff is set for 4:39 a.m. Eastern or 9:39 Georgia Mountain Time on Sunday, February the 7th, making the mission NASA's final planned night launch of the shuttle. In our look at world news, could you imagine getting a speeding ticket for $290,000 or Swiss francs? A millionaire motorist got just that after Swiss police caught him racing through a village at 100 kilometers in his red Ferrari Testarossa. A previous driver of a Porsche in 2008 got a hefty fine of $110,000 in Zurich after a string of previous traffic offenses. So just why did these guys get such hefty fines for speeding? The accused ignored basic traffic rules for powerful vehicles out of their desire for speed. The court said in judgment of the motorist who clocked speeds of 137 kilometers per hour on country roads. The St. Gallen Cantonal Court ordered the man to dip into his $23.3 million fortune, which included a villa with a garage containing five luxury cars. In October, St. Gallen police pulled over another speeding motorist after he committed a whopping 15 traffic offenses in only 10 minutes, including driving on the hard shoulder, jumping a red light, and failing to stop for police. Don't get caught driving erratically or too fast in Zurich. Ouch, those cops are tough. And especially when it comes to being a millionaire. They hit them where it hurts the most, the wallets and their garages. In other world news, hockey men were recently fined over a beer and an innocent enough hug by Pakistan's parliament. A national hockey player and two team officials were cited for un-Islamic behavior after pictures circulated of them hugging a woman and apparently drinking alcohol in Argentina last month. Pakistan is a conservative Muslim country where men hugging women in public is considered taboo, and even shaking hands with women is frowned upon. Drinking alcohol is illegal for Muslims. The hockey players were fined and also reprimanded for their un-Islamic behavior. Cold weather continues to strengthen its grip on the South. Freezing temperatures hit Florida's citrus groves and have caused significant damage to the orange crop. It could take weeks for growers to see if there was any long-term tree loss. As snowy conditions are expected to continue in the Northeast as light and mixed precipitation persists. Frigid temperatures have left the U.S. Midwest in a deep freeze for most of the new year, with the possibility, of course, of more wicked weather. I don't know about anybody else, but I am so tired of snow, ice, rain, anything cold. Just ready for some warm temperatures. Snow has also hit Europe, disrupting travelers and their daily routines. There seems to be no end to the cold snap that continues to hit the South, the Northeast, Midwest, and Europe. In our Health Watch this week, toxic metal has been found in kids' jewelry and is considered very dangerous. Cadmium is a soft, whitish metal that occurs naturally in soil. Its best known use is one half of rechargeable nickel cadmium batteries, but is also used in pigments, electroplating, and plastic. Lab testing by the Associated Press shows that it is also present in children's jewelry, sometimes at eye-popping levels exceeding 90% of the item's total weight. Most people do get a microscopic dose of the heavy metal just by breathing and eating. Plants including tobacco take up cadmium through their roots, and people absorb it during digestion or inhalation. Without direct exposure, however, people usually don't experience its nasty side effect with cancer, kidney leak of vital proteins, and bones that can spontaneously snap. So cadmium exposure is a nasty little thing. Cadmium is particularly dangerous for children because of their growing bodies. Readily absorbed substances as cadmium accumulates in the kidneys for decades. The only child's death associated cadmium that the AP found was nearly only one with a three-year-old boy from Toronto, who, according to a published study in 1994, the boy's brain had swelled in and was shown to have swollen when the autopsy results showed the results of his exposure. It was concluded he was exposed to these cadmiums around his home in paint, pigments, batteries, and his electroplated utensils of cadmium. Consumers should use caution with purchases, but not everything is tested at this time for cadmium. Your movie reviews will return next Monday as, well, I haven't been keeping up with my movies lately, but I did get to watch Paranormal Activity, which, well, I found that movie a little unusual. I didn't really care for it, so I'm only going to give it 2 stars. Some people may like it, but it is a sci-fi paranormal type movie, but anyway, that's it for my news stories and my reviews, and we will catch you guys next Monday here on Z Talk Live. And this is Tammy Henderson, over and out. Have a wonderful week.
And that was Tammy. We want to thank Tammy very much.
Ooh,
for
Tammy.
Yeah, she knocked
too bad she ain't
apart.
Live.
I know. It was a podcast, folks.
She was Memorex.
Memorex, and we have about 5 minutes left. And go ahead, Allie, and just feel free to, I guess, plug yourself. I mean, you know, get it out there. Tell us all about your radio show, where people can find you, or more importantly, how they can maybe get their own reading from you.
You said plug myself. My mind took off.
You're a dirty girl. That's right. So, yeah, such a dirty girl.
Absolutely. Oh, you guys crack me up.
Dirty
anyway,
thing,
yeah. I'm on Z-Talk Radio.
Yes, you are.
I'm on Z-Talk Radio. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific to 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And for those of you in the UK listening, we're on at 5 to 7 p.m. your time. And on Thursday nights from 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific to 7 p.m. And, of course, that's 10 p.m. in the UK. Where else? They can go to visit my website. It's alliecheslick.com. It's alliecheslick.com. You can Google my name. I'm all over the place. And you can also go to Facebook. I'm on Facebook. And just look for Allie Cheslick. And you can add me as a friend or join the fan page because I'm almost reaching my Facebook limit, which to me is retarded. But that's what they
definitely
do.
Definitely retarded.
So. But. Yes, and on Mondays, thank you, Derek, I have the infamous Esther Goldberg from Hollywood with her Showbiz Schmooze, and she's on every Monday with me from noon to 2, and so don't forget to check Esther out on Mondays, and Esther's website is esthergoldberg.com.
Cool.
That's
how
you can find me.
We cannot let you go without giving us your NFL playoff picks of the week.
Okay.
And who's going to win the Super Bowl as well? Because we're not going to have you back beforehand. So why don't you go ahead and tell us your picks, who you believe, and Scotty will set you up a little bit by telling you who's playing.
Yeah, you got to tell me.
Cowboys and the Vikings.
Vikings. By either a field goal or a touchdown.
Very good.
Next.
I don't like that one at all, by the way.
It's going to be a close game. Going to be a very close game.
Okay.
All right.
But go ahead.
All right. Then we'll just stay in the same thing. New Orleans, Arizona. New Orleans is black and gold, and Arizona is in red and white.
Don't tell me. That's how I figure it out, by colors. Oh. All right. Who is the black?
New Orleans.
Okay. And who's the other team?
Red. All right.
Arizona.
Sorry.
All right, I got to go New Orleans.
Oh, that one you don't have to be psyched for.
That was a good one. Baltimore and Indianapolis.
Ooh, I got to go Indianapolis.
Sweet.
I don't know why.
See, our picks, now you can validate us or you can shoot us down.
Hang on. She's got to get the last one. Okay. San Diego and New York Jets.
Oh, New York.
Okay.
New York. That, too, I think might be a close game. San Diego. Are they wear yellow?
Yes.
What color are their uniforms?
Yeah,
they wear yellow?
It has yellow on it, yep.
Okay. So then, I go by color. It's weird, okay. But that's how I pick.
So then you have New York Jets versus Indianapolis the following week.
What color is Indianapolis? Is there red in there?
Nope.
Okay. What's their color?
Blue and white.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm going to say Indianapolis.
Okay, good. And then you have Minnesota and New Orleans. What was that?
I said I don't know how good their team is, but the energy for me feels like they're getting stronger throughout the season.
Okay.
Indianapolis.
All right. You have New Orleans and Minnesota.
Okay, I don't know crap about football. Shut up. My son's picking on me.
New Orleans or Minnesota?
New Orleans or who? I'm sorry.
Minnesota.
Green, is Minnesota green?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm just asking. All right, I'm going to go Minnesota, though.
Oh, sweet. I mean, that totally blows our picks that Scotty and I have been having all year if they do beat them.
And then Minnesota versus Indianapolis.
Okay. I'm going to say Minnesota. And I'm going to say there's going to be two specific injuries in that game and the possibility of, what do you call, a safety.
Okay. So now,
yeah, Super Bowl, I can't tell you. I don't want, because usually my
that
son.
That was a Super Bowl.
Morning of.
That was a Super Bowl. But now here's the kicker.
That was the Super Bowl?
Yep. Now here's the kicker. If Minnesota does indeed win the Super Bowl, Scotty Rourke will be wearing a Brett Favre Vikings jersey. Because I was going to wear a Cheesehead live on camera during the show.
No, I said I wore a shirt that says I like the Vikings.
Yeah, something.
Because I ain't buying nothing.
Well, yeah, you don't have to buy anything. Some type of apparel that says, you know, Brett Favre, number one, whatever you want to put on the shirt.
No, I'll say something about the Vikings, not Brett Favre.
Okay, well, absolutely.
Wait, that Super Bowl pick, they're not actually in the Super Bowl yet, though, right?
No, not yet. Right. I'm just saying if indeed it does come to pass, that is the wager that we had yesterday. We were talking on the phone. Scotty, I told Scotty if Green Bay wins the Super Bowl, I'd wear a cheese head live on my webcam. And if the Vikings win the Super Bowl, he has to wear some type of Vikings apparel and proclaim his love for the Vikings. Just like I had to proclaim my love for the Packers.
No, I love. I never said it. Never will.
So. I'm adding things as I go.
Stifle, Edith. It ain't happening.
I hope you wrote them down because, like I said, you know, I'm not perfect at picks. I don't predict stuff.
Oh, no, this is going world. This is worldwide, and plus it'll be all over the internet, so your picks will be there. So don't worry.
No, like I said, 50-50, right? But that's just the way I feel. But the Super Bowl, ask me again when the teams get closer.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody that showed up for the show tonight, and I especially want to thank my great co-host for being my wingman yet again, and also the one and only Allie Cheslick for agreeing to come on the show, and especially on short notice as well. Thank you, Allie, so much. Scotty, I will see you next week as always, and everyone else, see you next week.
This has been a production of the Z Talk Radio Network.